Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want, your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Guess what?
What?
It's Friday!
Friday!
And we're not alone. We got LA in the house as well. Heidi, we Frank, Sammy, how y'all feeling?
Here we are.
You probably heard me say what earlier.
Hey, guys.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, let's get to it, man. Later up in the show, we sit down with the super hot, newly single Kate Beckinsale. Frank, be easy, dog. Be easy.
Down boy. Ooh. Down boy.
Lord.
And Sammy, you're going to hate this. You're not going to like what Jessica Biel had to say about NSYNC. But first, we might be getting a lot more Rihanna than we ready for.
We are ready.
Uh-oh.
Now, we've been seeing the curves on Instagram. She went to the annual Crop Over Festival in Barbados.
Right.
And Dish Nation is exclusively hearing that Playboy wants her.
Duh.
Playboy.
Of course they do.
Everybody wants her. You know what they were doing side-by-sides of Rihanna, like, back in the day? Because some people were going, she's put some weight on. But obviously, she's put the weight on in all the right spots, though. And now Playboy, because Playboy likes that. They like that soft, kind of feminine look. So I'm not surprised at all that they're finally reaching out to her.
According to sources, some of the executives at Playboy are wowed by Rihanna's bikini photos in Barbados, and they feel like she would make an outstanding cover model for an upcoming issue. Playboy feels, as far as women go, Rihanna is as real as it can get, and when it, you know, especially when it comes to modern-day women. So that would be a good look.
Yeah, we look like that. We all look like that.
Oh,
under
sure.
Our clothes.
Yeah, I know. I do.
I am a damn Rihanna up under this, okay?
Exactly.
So thank you, Playboy, for recognizing the modern-day woman.
I hope I go to heaven and this is what God looks like. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are becoming the cheesiest couple of all time. See, they're starting to dress alike.
Oh, hell no.
Now, that's when you know it's about to be over.
That's embarrassing.
Blake, no, don't say that.
He likes wearing jean jackets, and I guess he wears Nicky Lund, the designer stuff, all the time. And he liked this jean jacket so much that he had the designer make two, one for Gwen and one for him, and they're matching.
Oh.
That's a good look when a man really cares for his woman. Most men don't care about how their woman looks, so they don't dress like them.
But I don't see Gwen Stefani being a jean jackety type of girl. She seems like she has more flair,
more style. She's more of a holla back girl.
But I guess that they've combined their styles now, like country chic or whatever they're doing now. But have you ever, in any relationship, dressed alike? Come on, be honest.
Not that he knew about. I would always act surprised. Like, oh,
come on now. In the Belle Biv DeVoe era, y'all know y'all wore y'all spray-painted airbrush outfits together. Okay?
You know a couple successfully does this, and it's okay? Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
They do this all the time secretly. If you go back and look at their pictures, she always puts her colors on him in some type of way.
Colors, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake both dressed in that denim suit? Remember that?
The
matchy outfit?
That was tough.
Everybody's guilty of this. I don't care. You can act like you haven't, but you have.
How does this ever happen to you? You ever get up in the morning and you guys both walk out at the same time and you're wearing the exact same work boots and flannel shirts?
Yes, and I always make her change. I go, no, I'm wearing it.
that head bandana this time. You can't wear it.
All right, everybody, it's time for...
It's the damn girl!
And I'm telling you this week, oh my God. If you watch Good Morning America, you know the co-host, Lara Spencer. She's all business behind the desk. But check out this picture, because this is what's going on underneath those Good Morning America dresses.
It was weird. I thought that was Julianne Hough for a second, based on the body.
I did, too. I actually had to Google her, because I was like, this isn't her. I mean, this body is sickening.
But she's flexing it up. You can even tell she's flexing her butt cheeks, too, to stand
she's
like that.
She's not breathing in that picture. No, no.
Okay, but you can't say she looks bad. It's not whatever, you're flexing. Yeah, because I have muscles because I work out.
But if you're going to look that good in a bathing suit, why are you wearing that stupid hat and sunglasses? Get some cool sunglasses and ditch the hat.
Because she's in Nantucket, and I think we all know that little rhyme. Lara Spence is in Nantucket. With a body like that, I'd like to...
Yes, Miss Tuckett.
This is called a low-key slay. This is when you know you look damn good, but you try to act like you're not doing too much.
Now, here's what she attributes that to, because I'm sure you're watching, you're looking at this picture, like, I want that body. How do I get it? She says that she plays tennis and runs. Mm. I run, too. And,
But Heidi eats tennis balls.
They're the only fuzzy balls I like.
I hate y'all.
All right, guys, we will be back later in the show with another Dish Nation exclusive.
See ya,
bye, Atlanta.
Bye,
Atlanta.
Bye, love. Have you noticed that there's been a whole slew of A-list celebs that have recently chopped off all their hair? Like Kristen Stewart, Zoe Kravitz, Cara Delevingne, and Katy Perry, and Taraji Henson. Well, anyway, in Katy Perry's recent interview with W Magazine, Katy says, everything is more fun with short hair. I feel so liberated with this hair now. In general, I feel 360 degrees liberated all around, whether it's politically, mentally, spiritually, sexually.
Yeah, that haircut doesn't work for everybody. I liked Katy Perry with longer hair.
You really? Do?
Yeah.
But, Portia, I mean, you've worn short hair before. Have you ever felt sexually liberated?
You know what? You do. You just feel, like, free, and you feel super confident.
Oh, you
can't hide behind anything. You can't hide behind weave or nothing. It's like all Portia, all face. All, like, boom. Yeah, face. Here I am, you know?
Right.
So I do. I like it.
So why do you go back and forth?
Because I'm just a woman, and it's just like I wear my hair per mood. So if I feel like long and fabulous or short and sassy.
Or a funeral.
Or, yes, ready to bury some bitches. All right, guys, we've got a brand new segment that puts the cure in manicure, and it's time for...
Nailed it!
Now, you know, I love wearing all kind of colors, and I love keeping my talons looking awesome all the time.
You say talons? Like a crow?
She's an eagle.
Yes, I did.
All right, eagle. You better fly like a bird, bitch.
Yes, and I know you do too, Brett. Yeah. You love to keep your nails together. I'll be watching.
I do.
Well, Halle Berry just Instagrammed her new fashionable fingers, and she damn nailed it, y'all. It looks good.
What? It does look good.
I love her nails. Well, what I love about her nails, it combines, like, the latest nail trends. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot of the mixed metallics, negative space, and geometric patterns in. Yeah.
I don't know. That look real hoodish to me.
No, it doesn't look hoodish, Gary.
You can't go to the office with that, honey.
Normally,
yes, you can.
No, they want you to have this.
Oh my God! And it wasn't like that in the hood. I'm sure this costs a lot.
Oh no, it probably wasn't what she probably had real gold damn specs.
Right, okay. And the lines are like, you know.
Yeah. Well, her manicurist Nettie Davis said the inspiration behind Halle's nail art was the celebration of life.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it lets you know. She charged her about $300.
Exactly. It reminds me of a
celebrating life.
Okay.
You know, speaking of manicures, you probably should get one because your pinky nail is a little lengthy.
Yeah, what the hell is that for?
This is for my ear. Like y'all don't dig in y'all nose in y'all ears, honey. Baby, please.
No, that's too much.
Don't ever.
Well, anyway, honey, mademoiselle, honey. All right, y'all, honey, it's time for a Dish Fan shout-outs, honey. Woo! And we've got a couple today, baby. Now, the first one goes out to Darlene Gay Allen. Applause for Darlene. Yes.
Yay, Darlene.
Yes. Now, Darlene wrote, honey, something so touching. She said, love Dish Nation.
What did she say? Did she say love Dish Nation?
She said love Dish Nation, honey. When I have to deal with serious issues all day, it feels good to watch you all at night and laugh. Thanks.
Aww, you're welcome, darling.
We're glad we can make you laugh.
We love you, yes, too. Honey. Everybody give her a heart.
Oh, heart, darling. And we're shouting it out to Virginia Ka'anapu.
Yay, Virginia!
VA! So it started when actress Vanessa Nelson from Married at First Sight tweeted this animated GIF of Issa and Molly from Insecure and wrote, God is good, thank goodness for real friends. And Virginia tweeted back, why does the lady on the right look like Dish Nation's Portia? LMAO.
Oh, God.
I'll give the same laugh with the teeth.
She does look like you, boy.
You are so
it really
stupid.
Does.
It does.
It looks just like
it
you.
It kind of looks like it could be a cartoon to you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is get them teeth right.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Ed Sheeran's cameo on Game of Thrones caused quite a controversy. But guess what? He's about to do it again. And we have an exclusive about the superhero movie that wants him to join the cast. Coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Sammy, I understand you have some horrible, heartbreaking news.
Oh, no.
About Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no.
I cannot believe that I have to report this. But Jessica Biel was not an NSYNC fan.
Oh, Jesus. Why would you?
Gotcha.
Yeah, America.
Well, Jessica just did her first Reddit interview ever, and she posted it. She announced it with this picture saying, you can ask me anything, and I'll answer it. Well, lots of questions, but the question that got the most response was, I know that you're married to Justin, but back in the day, were you a Backstreet Boys fan or an NSYNC fan? And she said that she was a theater nerd, so she didn't really listen to either. She listened to mostly soundtracks like Rent and 50s and 60s songs. But then she said, quote, if I had been cool, duh, NSYNC all the way, baby. This is terrible. How is she not an NSYNC fan? She got to marry Justin, and she's not even a fan of NSYNC?
That's how. This is so typical, I think. There are a lot of times where you know who a celebrity is, but then you hear the story, it's like, oh, when I met him, I didn't even know. Bull! You have to play it cool.
Okay.
Because otherwise, if you're a fangirl, then he's like, I'm not really going to date a fan. But she's like, I don't even.
Know. Yeah, maybe that's why he liked her.
Right.
And he didn't know anything about Seventh Heaven. She was like, oh, my God!
But he saw her Playboy issue, so.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Everybody was a fan of that. Well, looky here. We have our favorite, a Dish Nation exclusive. It involves Ed Sheeran. It's pretty juicy, too, because you remember, now you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Ed Sheeran was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He got mauled by
Game
of Thrones.
Well, come on.
Fans.
You didn't see it, did you?
I did see the clip.
But
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
He's singing a song,
yeah.
And he was basically being Ed Sheeran, and
old-timey Ed Sheeran, Game of Thrones Ed Sheeran. I thought he fit in fine.
Well, he looks like somebody who should be on Game of Thrones, but then when he opens his mouth, it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, so that was the people's problem. They were like just going after him so harshly on social media, so much so that Ed Sheeran shut his Twitter down. He was like, this is too much. Like, I can't even deal with it. So he gets off of Twitter. Well, Ryan Reynolds is a friend of his, and he felt so bad for Ed Sheeran. Ryan Reynolds, of course, doing Deadpool 2. So in order to sort of make Ed Sheeran feel better, Ryan Reynolds thinks he should put him in Deadpool 2 and make fun of the whole Game of Thrones thing somehow in an X-rated kind of way. And Ed Sheeran's apparently on board. It's like,
well,
is that the
Ryan Reynolds is hilarious. If anyone can pull off doing this, it is Ryan Reynolds.
So the project and script are totally top secret, but allegedly the reps for Ed and Ryan are working on pinning down schedules. So it's happening, but we just don't know exactly when they'll be able to make it work out. I don't even know what they do. How do you write that into a script?
Maybe he's going to make him one of the X-Men. Because X-Men, you know, obviously.
And his album was X. His album was called X.
His album was X.
Yes.
He's going to be an X-Man. He's going to come in as the Ginger Man. And he's just going to play his guitar to the ladies.
Yeah, and he can make anything
happen.
Yeah.
He's a serenader.
He'll make everybody just stop and listen. It's the Ginger.
Even if they're committing a crime, it's like.
Yeah, they can't. He just serenades.
Right. And you're like, I can't mesmerize by him. I fight crime with my guitar.
Well, oh my gosh.
Really?
Guys, I have never wanted to be a gas station attendant in North Carolina more than I have right now.
Really?
So Channing Tatum is on a road trip with some of his buddies, and they decided to Facebook Live when they stopped at a gas station, and Channing busted some of his Magic Mike moves on a lucky lady who worked there, Beatrice. Now, y'all, Beatrice had some moves.
Oh, my God.
She sure did.
She was like, don't get up on this, honey. I can't handle this.
That was so nice of him, though.
It was.
Yeah, that couldn't happen in Atlanta, though.
No, it could not. Mm-hmm. He really got twerked all up in the middle of him, okay?
Yeah.
He'd be in the middle of a men's sandwich.
Yes, he would. Me in the front, Brad in the back.
All right, y'all, stick around, because after the break, our BFF Andrew Freund chats up with the stars of The Only Living Boy in New York, Jeff Bridges and Kate Beckinsale. Coming up next. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, man.
Now, hitting theaters this weekend is The Only Living Boy in New York. Story about a young man who finds out that his dad is having an affair, and things get a little complicated from there on out.
You think you're going to steal him away from my mother?
You can get any man you want in this city.
Could I get you?
What? She's not like anyone I've ever met.
People do things all the time without realizing.
Yeah, what am I doing?
You're trying to make love to me.
I'm trying to make love to you.
Were you?
What kind of a question is that?
She's a beautiful woman.
She's sleeping with my father.
You're being really obvious.
You're an innocent, Thomas. And you've got no idea how the world works.
I know some things.
Like what?
That's great. Anyway, we sent our dude Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast. Take a look.
Okay, Jeff, is age just a number in terms of dating? What do you think?
In terms of dating?
Yeah. Is age just
sure,
a number?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, some numbers, yeah, you would have, don't want to go below 18, I wouldn't think.
If you were going to describe what type of film this is, what type of movie is it?
It's one of my favorite kinds where you don't know what's going to happen. You think you've got it figured out. But if you follow that main character, Thomas, that Callum Turner plays so beautifully, it's a great ride.
Things have gotten messy.
You are just like them. They won, Thomas.
I want to bail, but I can't.
But then you know the only way out is through.
Life's random as it is deliberate. Funny as it is tragic. Yours is no exception.
Kate, let's chat.
Let's.
Okay, so see, I feel like you can't help but not be somewhat seductive. Like
me?
Yeah.
Just that time, then?
Yeah, just like right now.
Oh.
Like, is it your voice? Like, now I'm
English. Are you a particular fan of the English? It might just be that.
I feel like it's your voice.
Do you?
So are you a victim of seduction? Like, because in this film, your character is very seductive. Like, do you get charmed by people easily?
I do get charmed. There's a few people that can really make me crazy. I had I've got a small gay friend who's ginger who, for some reason, drives me bananas. I just want to touch him and pet him. He finds me physically repellent, which is also quite intriguing. So I tend to chase him around. It's not necessarily always apparent who it's going to be.
Because we see, you know, dating in this film. How is dating complicated these days?
I have never done it. I've been on 3 dates in my whole life. I keep marrying everyone.
Sounds very expensive.
And 2 of those dates, I was 12. I hated it.
You know, Kate's character, she's very seductive. So she's very... Are you a victim of seduction? Can people...
Ooh,
can people...
Yeah, seduce me. Please. I want to be seduced.
You can't see through that? Because maybe it's just a game they're trying to play.
That's fine. Like I said, be messy. What if it's not a game they're playing? What if it's just... Or maybe it is a game and it was hot. It's fine. Just do it.
She wants to be seduced.
I want
to
be seduced. Are you seducing me?
Probably not.
I know.
You know what they say, honey, that the show must go on. And 2 Chainz believed, y'all, that to be the truth.
As it should be.
But now, y'all, he took to Instagram and he said, So I broke my leg 11 days ago and had surgery 10 days ago. When I woke up from the sedation, the doctors told me, well, looks like you're gonna have to cancel your tour. So I told him maybe it means God wants me to use my mind and be creative. Mm-hmm. So after all the morphine and pain meds, honey, wore off, I called management and said, somebody find me a pink wheelchair. I can't let my fans down.
That's
now, if you look up, honey, resilient in the Webster Dictionary, it's gonna be a picture of me rocking a show in a pink wheelchair.
Okay. Right. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're just really in a lot of pain, though.
No, Gary, the show must go on. People pay to see you perform, yeah. And he is carrying that duty out. I'm not mad at him. That is what's up. That's how you finish it out.
And these days, stuff like stunts like this works. It's just like more publicity. You know, people like to see stuff like this. But like, oh, he came out in a wheelchair. It just creates conversation. So it's actually a good stunt to do.
That's why God gave you two legs.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.